That's independent women here on Red Radio, ending off our 10-minute takeover. We started school today. I just wanted to let you know, Mayoke, that you are completely beneath us because we were back
like
an entire day earlier than you, and I just think you need to
Am I beneath you because you guys have been back earlier, or because you got
Yes.
Corona?
Yes,
because
because we are elite.
Exactly, because me and Mayoke are much better, and we know what's popping in the hood, you know?
We are elite.
At least you guys collected the corona for me. So you've made way for the queen herself, darling.
You are going to get it. It's there for you. It's left there for you.
It's waiting. It's there. It's there for you.
Let me tell you, we came there to leave it for you. It's chilling on the tables. So
nah,
basically,
I know.
The whole process of going back to school is so different. Like, the whole, like, everything just changed. It's a whole new dynamic. It feels like a whole new place. There's less people. There's way less people. It's like no one is at school, dude.
And Oratile,
and
Oratile didn't leave her ego at home, hey? She was there at school with her ego today. She brought it in her bag and she brought it back out and she said, Oratile is here to play. I've never. This girl, I promise you, she has some serious, you know.
No, someone sent me a voice note earlier and I was like, isn't it break? They're like, yeah. I'm like, why is it so quiet? They were like, well, that's because we're all social distancing, my love. I'm like, oh no, this is tragic.
There's dots on the field that we have to sit in.
I've seen.
We have little circles. Like, it's a circle and it's a dot, and we're all just so separate. Like, we are all isolated. It's like we islands. You know, an island here, an island there, an island there. And I'm like, also, the tuck shop doesn't have anything. There are no comfy food. Yazin, stay healthy. That's
I know, I can't. I was like wanting some wine gums. Yo,
I was wanting some.
You're going to have to like hectically prep. It's almost like every day you have to plan your school lunch like you're going on a trip.
It's not even the school lunch. It's like planning what your mom buys at the shop and then not eating it before school. And then you bite yourself because you eat it before school.
Like, I finished all my quarantine snacks in 2 days.
Me too. Can I tell you how badly I've eaten today, even?
Okay, guys.
And winter's approaching, guys. How are we going to stay fit during a pandemic whilst we're also comfort eating all the way? Quiet.
Just like
I suspected, crickets.
Nothing but non-stop hits on Red Radio.